Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Henrico CTE Now. I'm Marianne McGee, along with
Mike Roberts.
Ooh, animal lovers, you have got to stay tuned into this show because we are joined by our two excellent instructors for the veterinary science program. Plus, we'll hear the true student and graduate perspective of the vet science program. So, Mike, you actually know pretty well a graduate of vet science, don't you?
Do I? Yes, yes. My daughter, Caitlin Roberts, she graduated in 2014. She's working at Scott's Addition Animal Hospital, and she's living the life and loving animals and taking care of them.
This is going to be wonderful. We're going to hear, and you guys are going to get some really great inside scoop on what it's like to be in the vet science industry. We're going to jump into the show. But first, everybody, remember our social media handle, Henrico CTE. That means you can connect with us on YouTube, LinkedIn, X, TikTok, at that handle, Henrico CTE. That CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. And you can get some really good specific information about our programs and events by visiting henricocte.com. So, Mike, this is going to be a wonderful show, but how can folks check out previous episodes of the podcast?
If you find this episode, then all you got to do is like and subscribe, and you won't miss an episode. We do every other week. We've got a new episode gets dropped. Always got some interesting topics. And if you are just joining us, you've got 6 years of content that you can go back and do some binging on the weekends, especially now with it's getting warmer and people are going to be sitting out in the sun. Just put your earphones on and do some listening. Some great, great information. If you yourself are thinking about going into an ACE Center program or taking a CTE class at your local middle or high school, we got some great information how you can get connected up with some of the business partners we have and about the careers that we talk about. So check us out.
Absolutely, everybody. And we are going to jump in because we've got a lot of great ground to cover. And welcoming to the show, Gretchen Hedges and Karen Bickett, who teach veterinary science at the ACE Center at Hermitage. And we are also thrilled to have Jillian Glassman, who completed the vet science program and is now in college, along with Maddie Trubin, who is currently a student at the ACE Center. Welcome to you all. So, Maddie, I'm going to kick this off with you because you're already working locally, right?
Yes, ma'am. I am working at the Short Pump Animal Hospital, and I got that job actually through doing this vet class from my teacher, Miss Bickett, here. And I absolutely love it there. It is the best job I could ever have.
Maddie, this is just so fair. Listen, you guys can't really see us as we're talking here, but when you see our vet science students, you can tell they really dig what they're doing. So, Maddie, you got connected, and you love what you're doing already.
Yes, that's true. I've always loved animals, but definitely through this class, I've definitely learned a lot more and found, my place, kind of, in, animals and everything, and, learned my groove of taking care of them in class and then transferring that information over to where I work, which has helped me do really well.
Karen, I know that one of the goals is with the program is that y'all try and get students into the work environment. How does that work with you? How do y'all go about doing that?
Well, it started in November when our students were allowed to go job shadowing for a day. And Maddie actually job shadowed at Short Pump Veteran Animal Hospital. What Maddie didn't say is that her grandfather is a veterinarian and owns his own practice in North Carolina, so she has had a lot of previous experience there. And when she went to shadow at Short Pump, they obviously fell in love with her and offered her a job.
So this is in the blood, Maddie?
Yes. I guess I should have mentioned that before, but
it's okay.
Yeah, I've been doing things with animals, going to my grandfather's office basically since I was born. I've been cleaning kennels since I was 5 years old. I knew that I wanted to do this for my entire life, so that's why when I actually found out about the ACE Center at Hermitage for veterinary science, I was absolutely yes, putting in my application the second it opens. I was super excited. So it definitely is something that has been with me my whole life.
This is fantastic. So, Jillian, you are out of the program, but you are still very much into taking care of animals. You're a student now with the State University of New York College, SUNY, in the Environmental Science and Forestry program. But let's backtrack for a moment. So when did you first hear about the vet science program and just kind of feel like it was something you wanted to pursue?
I think I first heard about it in like fifth grade. So I was like a little tiny kid and I was like, oh my God, this program is so cool. So just like Maddie, I was waiting for the moment that the applications opened up and I said, this is just the place for me. I can't wait to be here.
Do me a favor, just because this is, you know, all sound and we can't see, give me a visual description of the classrooms that are involved here, because it's a unique compared to a lot of them. Everybody has a lab, but y'all's lab, there's something different about y'all's lab.
Well, of course we have animals in the lab. Every wall basically has some kind of critter cage on it, and they're learning alongside with you and you're learning with them.
It's amazingly quiet in here, though. I mean, you know, the dogs are so well behaved. It's just really neat to kind of look around. There's a bunny in my line of sight. So we're at this table, but I'm making eye contact with a bunny across the room. It's just a really, really cool place to be in. Gretchen, and from your perspective, because I would imagine that the vet science program, and we heard Jillian and Maddie talk about this, kind of hearing about it, but vets are a very glamorized profession when you look at the movies and TV. It's a very glamorized profession. What are you teaching, and Karen, I want to hear your thoughts here too. What are you teaching them the fundamentals about, obviously, caring for animals, but then some of the industry that they're not going to see when you're looking at movies and TV about vets?
Right. I think a lot of them come in kind of expecting a Dr. Dolittle kind of experience. You know, it's fun. And it is. There's a lot of humor. There's a lot of things that are super rewarding and enjoyable. But we really want to expose them to it's more than just loving on puppies and kittens all day. There is a serious side to it, and there's a lot of things that can be really hard. And so we try to, in small increments, introduce that to the students so they can have a full awareness of, you know, what they're committing to if this is the career path that they want. And then we also try and show other opportunities so that you don't have to go into medicine to work with animals. Like Jillian is going to be able to talk about, she's doing phenomenal things, launching off of her experiences here, but she's not directly in medicine right now. And that's okay. And a lot of our students don't have any idea of what it really means. So we talk about the student expectations, the college that they have to go through, the expense, the student debt ratio, what the realistic expectation for salaries are, the workload. You know, these are the things. Is it worth it? For a lot of people, yes, absolutely. But we want to make sure that they go in with their eyes wide open instead of, you know, rose-colored glasses, and then they get into it and they're like, whoa, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. This isn't what I want to do. So I think there's definitely an advantage that they get being here, not just learning how to care for the animals and interact with them and making, you know, really solid friendships and connections, but also having an awareness before they make big commitments.
And now it is a growing field. I mean, we do not have enough vets for the amount of pets that
shortage.
Need help.
And like right now I have like five seniors that are super passionate about, they want to be technicians, which of course, you know, Karen and I being technicians, we are all for that. There's definitely been a shortage for a long time. And since the pandemic, it's just gotten worse. And I think that's another reason why it's really important to prepare them for setting good boundaries and having work-life balance and trying to do a lot of self-care so that when they get into the industry, they're more prepared to stay because attrition is terrible right now.
Wow, that is really interesting. Karen, can you talk a little bit about the difference between a tech and a veterinarian? What are the kind of different scales when you're in that clinical setting?
Certainly. Veterinary technicians are the nurses for the animals, plus a lot more Veterinary technicians have a lot of responsibilities. They have to work in pharmacy, laboratory, radiology, surgery, ICU. So they're the ones that have more of the hands-on, I believe. The veterinarians are handling the clients, the surgery. Veterinarians may perform surgery where technicians can't. Technicians assist in surgery. They perform the anesthesia. They monitor the animal. Veterinarians can prescribe medications. The technicians will fill the prescriptions and instruct the owners on how to administer those medications. Also, veterinarians make the diagnoses. The technicians assist in diagnoses by doing all of the laboratory work and diagnostics that are involved in making a diagnosis.
This is interesting because if it's anything like a people hospital, you see your nurses a whole lot more than you see your doctors. Is this the same?
That is the same. When I started out in college, I was pre-vet at VCU, and I got a job at a veterinary hospital. I was thinking I wanted to be a veterinarian, but when I saw the technicians and what they did, I decided that's really what I wanted to do. That's where my heart was.
That's great, Mike. I mean, we do not have your lovely Caitlin here. She's very busy at work right now, I'm sure. But get for a sense from her transition, do you feel like that vet tech piece in particular spoke to her and she knew from the program that that's what she wanted to do rather than thinking, I just want to be a veterinarian?
She really wanted to be a veterinarian. And the schooling really kind of hit her hard. It's a difficult route. When she was going to VCU, she decided that the amount of time and the cost and the rigors. I mean, it's like being a doctor. I mean, it literally is, and it was really difficult. And it was difficult for her to change her mind on the direction she wanted to go. But again, she is happy in what she's doing. She is loving because she's working with the animals and assisting the vets. And she was able to get started at a new practice right from the ground up, and she's really enjoyed that. She was right there. They opened up right at the beginning of COVID, and they were full. We were talking about demand. They were full in a very short period of time, and so she has been extremely busy. And then she also has her own. She started very early on with her own pet sitting business where, she was working at a vet hospital that actually had boarding, where she is now doesn't. And so she does a lot of pet sitting and is very busy with that. It's almost all of her time outside of work is working that. So
wow.
She's doing everything she can to always be in connection with animals.
So there, like you're saying, there are lots of different pathways. Julian, let's get you in this because you finished up the program. You are in the ESF program here. But as Gretchen mentioned, you're not doing maybe what Maddie is doing, but you are still really involved in using your vet science skills where you are now. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so at ESF, I am majoring in conservation biology, and in all of my classes, I use stuff from this program. I remember like the Greek and Latin roots that we learned, the medical terminology, the anatomy, all of it really applies to what I learn in my science classes. And I also am involved on campus I restarted the school's veterinary club. So even though it's an environmental science school, we still care about wildlife. We still care about animals, a lot of us. And I definitely love to be involved with the wild side of animals.
I love that. Gretchen, you've got to be proud when you hear that kind of thing and when you see what your former students are doing. As an instructor, how does that feel when you see someone like Jillian and the progress she's making?
Oh, I love when they check in, and like Jillian just out of the blue emailed me because she wanted to see if I would be a reference for a summer camp position, which absolutely. But then she was just volunteering the information of all the things and some salamander rescue or something that she was working on and all these great things. I have other students, one that's at North Carolina State who is back in the summer, and she hit me up and was like, can we have coffee? I want to tell you all the things I did this year, which was great. It is super rewarding being a teacher. has its stresses. Everybody probably knows that. But being able to connect with the students at this level and then see where they go with the things that we're able to give them and have them report back to us and share how it's helped or it's, you know, led to something really amazing for them is, it makes it worth it. And it was hard to go be a career switcher. You know, after 20 years in clinical practice, I wasn't sure, like, is this the right move or not? But it definitely is a good transition to now kind of, like, help foster the next generation of veterinary professionals.
Gretchen, so you were in the field for 20 years before, mm-hmm. and you... How lucky did we get to get you here teaching? Oh, my goodness. We were so lucky. I've got to shout out, and Mike, you know, the instructors we have in our A-Center programs, one of the reasons they're so good is that they were such high-performing professionals. And when we get them here, whether it's vet science or carpentry or business, we're so lucky to get them. It's like a master class. These kids don't know, maybe, but they are getting taught by some of the best in the business.
Yeah, I mean, we have... All of our instructors are, you know, they were in the field for decades and are bringing their expertise and their personal knowledge to the teaching field and being able to pass that information on to their students. And it gives them a leg up in so many different cases.
I mean, I really like that, too, because there are things that you learn. And Maddie, I'm sure you can speak to this. There are things that you learn, but then there's some protocols and behaviors and expectations that you need to perform and do your best when you're actually working at an animal hospital. So when you get to hear from Miss Bickett and Miss Hedges, and then of course your granddad, but you're ultra prepared, right? Because you know some of the expectations of how to be a really good employee.
Yes, and as well as in the ACE Center, we also do like these entrepreneurship. I don't know if you guys have talked about that before, but kind of like lessons to where, for me, that's going to be really helpful because through all of that, if I do one day take over my grandfather's business, I would also be business owner plus veterinarian or technician or whatever I decide to go into. So like everything just from the ACE Center in general and seeing all that, learning all this stuff is like really fully preparing me for like the business side, veterinarian side, like actual work professional side of going in and being an adult and having a job, which makes me feel extra prepared and not as like worried, like I don't know what to do. And especially now that I have a job while I'm still in high school, I felt not as nervous to go into it, especially them knowing that I had this ACE Center class under my belt. They felt confident that I had learned everything and I was prepared and ready to have a big girl job.
Karen, you've got to love hearing that.
I do.
And this is interesting, this piece about infusing some of the business practices.
Sure.
Tell me, let's our listeners, give us some insights about why you all want to do that with your curriculum.
Well, that's a huge part of any job, your workplace readiness. And that's a big part of the entire ACE Center's curriculums. Is workplace readiness, and the students actually take a certification test on that. And we had 100% pass rate, which was really great. So they get this the soft skills that are necessary. Don't be on your cell phone while you're at work. Speak up, look at people in the eye, shake hands firmly, be ethical. There are a lot of different skills that we teach. And then the entrepreneurship is new this year, and it's Mr. Andy Givens is our teacher. He's a wonderful teacher. He's got his own business, so he's been there, he's still there, and he's passing along a lot of valuable information to our students.
And you know, something that you mentioned about soft skills, and I would imagine, particularly with vet science, and Mike, I'm sure Caitlin has lots of stories about this. You're sometimes seeing people in an incredibly emotional state. And it's different than if you were kind of doing any regular kind of business throughout the day. And I'm not saying that clients can't get emotional, but especially people who are coming in with their pets. Gretchen, what do you all try to teach the students about working with people in kind of delicate situations like that?
So kind of throughout the entire program, we have lots of opportunities to remind them, you know, I've heard a lot of times, I want to work with animals because I don't like people, or I'm not good with people, or I'm not comfortable with people. And we're constantly, you know, using opportunities to remind them every pet comes with an owner, or two or three or five, that you have to talk to, you have to interact with. Somebody has to pay the bill and make decisions. So we have to have good customer service skills. And then we have an entire unit that we talk about. Customer service and front desk work and how to use phone calls. And then when we get to our second year and our students are doing their grooming business, they call the owners and do the reminder calls, and they are the ones checking the pet in now. We've been able to adjust our timing so it's completely student-led this year, and they check the pet out and they talk about the experience, and they really... We give them as many opportunities as possible to kind of mimic the actual environment of interacting with clients and using the professional tools that we're trying to teach them. Because, I mean, we can do role playing in class all day long, but it's not the same as having that paying client standing in front of you with the pressure of like, ooh, what do I say? And I don't sound like a little kid, you know, like I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And we're always hovering. Ms. Bacon and I are always standing there watching, making sure, answering questions they are like struggling with or that they're not sure. But we try and give them as much opportunity to do it so that they're kind of get a feel for it. Cause it is different. It's not like, you know, working at Chick-fil-A or, one of those other retail places where, yes, you have to interact with clients and you have to be polite and, you know, deal with things in a certain manner. You never know. And they're going to ask questions you're, like, not ready for. Even now, after all this time, somebody will ask me something and I'll be like,
Let me check on that. Right? Exactly.
Or you're like, I can't believe you just asked me that. I don't know what to say.
How do those experience when it comes to a student getting their first job at a veterinary clinic or hospital, how do those experiences that they're experiencing here in class through y'all's teaching, and also they get to experience dealing with customers because of the grooming end of what y'all do, mm-hmm. what the students are doing, how does that all provide them with help for businesses to say, because of that experience, does that help them get that first job?
Yeah, for sure. So before I left industry to switch to teaching, I was a manager over multiple locations and handled hiring process. And so it's a very competitive. Everybody wants to have a job in an animal clinic. And so you have to get really particular. You're not just trying to hire anybody. You want the right person. And so having our students who are really passionate about this be able to get a second look or a phone call back or some serious consideration, we're able to help them know it's a serious commitment. Like, you can't just like show up and, you know, roll in and have a good time. You do have a good time, but these are serious people. These are medical professionals looking for serious people to fill serious roles. And so being able to help the students, especially since Karen and I both come from that and we know what that's like, being able to help them have confidence, make eye contact, have positive body posture, to not fidget, to answer questions clearly, to take deep breaths and not, you know, seem disorganized. Things being prompt, you know, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. Those kinds of things, you know, so that they can be taken seriously, even though they're high schoolers or newly graduated students, is really going to give them an edge over somebody who's just walking in off the street. You know,
and another thing is that Gretchen and I have been in industry so long that we have a lot of connections.
Mm-hmm.
The veterinarians, most of them know of us, and look to us for potential employees.
Yeah, we have a couple of places that love to hire our students.
Yeah, so before I graduated, I worked at Holiday Barn Pet Resorts, and then after I graduated, I worked with the Richmond SPCA, and at both of those interviews, as soon as I said I went to the vet science program, their eyes lit up, and they were like, oh my God, we love their students, we'll hire you. Basically, I was offered the job almost immediately after the interview, I think in part because they know that the veterinary science students, they have the skills, that are needed. They, you know, they need less training on the job and they're like ready to go.
They have the passion and they have the ability to clean. That's one of the things.
Yeah. We've already indoctrinated them in every day there's cleaning. Every day there's poop. Every day there's some kind of a mess. And the they're like,
families
okay, I got
love
this.
That the kids can now do laundry and dishes and sweep and mop and dust and et cetera, et cetera. It's ongoing every day.
Yeah. The place that I work, they were like, the hospital has never been as clean as since Maddie started working here, because they're like, you get in every nook, every cranny, everything is all clean. And I was like, that is my teachers, because I know if there's a spot behind the cage, that's on me, because we have a little thing. We know whose name is on each thing. So I know that I'm accounted for my thing. So I'm like, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And they love it.
Along the line of the experiences that they're learning in the classroom, the students that are able to go on and get early employment while they're still in the program, how do those experiences, that knowledge, go towards a different angle when it comes to they want to be a vet, they got to go to college? And everybody knows how hard it is to get into a school because most states have one. You know, we have Virginia Tech. You know, you have pre-vet programs, but when it comes to actually finishing up and becoming a vet, you've got to go to Tech. And I know there's a multi-year waiting process for that. How does this experience, does it affect you, how quickly you can get into one of those schools?
So it definitely, we tell the students, we start prepping them their first year. If you are set that you want to go to vet school, we're up to 34 vet schools in the United States. So that's less than one per state. It's highly competitive. And it's more than just a GPA or AP courses at this stage. So experiences, we start prepping them right away. Volunteer opportunities. Are you going to be maybe doing things you don't love for free so that it looks good on your student profile to set you apart, give you something unique? Absolutely. You need to take advantage of all the things. Governor school, you're going to give up 2 weeks in the summer. Is that going to like really set you apart from some other candidates? Absolutely. Maybe that's not exactly what you want to do with your time, but what's your bigger picture goal? Like, where do you want to go with this? So really starting to encourage them to think past graduation. What, I'm not saying you have to go to vet school, but if you think that's in your future, you need to start working on things that are going to set you apart now, because that time's going to fly. And there's a lot of paths to get there, which is another thing that we're trying to help them realize, that if you set yourself up, sometimes depending on the school, you can get accepted in your third year of undergrad. So you don't have to necessarily wait for the 4 years, so you can kind of shorten that process, but you have to be prepared and have the things that are going to make you an ideal candidate.
Yeah. How are their chances for being hired as vet techs just out of the program? Let's say you're going to punt for, you're not going to Tech or you're not trying to do that, or BCU. Are you looking at strong hiring rates for just your graduates?
To be a veterinary technician is still college.
Oh, okay.
So that is still a licensed by the state of Virginia position. So they'd still need to get a college degree through a veterinary technician program. It's not as labor intensive as a veterinarian. But it still requires a college path. Getting a veterinary assistant position, they are in good shape to do that, like Maddie's doing. Straight out of high school, they can do it part-time. They can do it full-time if they are taking a gap year or they want to figure out where they want to go with that. I know plenty of assistants who had a path to be a veterinarian, were working as an assistant in the interim, and then decided they wanted to stick with it and then start a pet sitting business on the side, like Caitlin. And then that's just kind of where they landed, and they figured out that was where they wanted to be.
I had a student that went to Florida State pre-vet, and she is now a professional groomer.
Wow!
So she found her path roundabout, and we see this a lot where students think they want to be a veterinarian, they get some experience, they are able to see what exactly they want to do, and I think that's a real benefit of this program. Students all start out in the very beginning of the year wanting to be veterinarians, and as they learn, as they learn what's involved, some of them change their mind. And I love that they can find that out now in high school rather than wasting time and money in college.
Yeah, and I always prompt them if they're not 100% sure. I'm like, okay, so don't lock yourself into an animal science degree. Go get a biology degree. Mm. One of my best friends actually went to college and got a marketing degree and worked in marketing for like 4 years and then was like, I wanted to go to vet school. She applied to vet school with a marketing degree as, you know, a 25-year-old, and she still got accepted. So you don't have to have a sciences degree. So if they're not sure, it's always good to kind of be a little bit more general because that gives them flexibility.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And being in this program, like I was also just like everybody else came in wanting to be a veterinarian mm-hmm. and then I left doing something completely different. And I'm so glad that I realized that there are other opportunities out there and I, you know, changed my mind early on.
I thought you might change your mind when you did your career project on ornithology and you were so excited about it. And I was like, she might be thinking about other things at this point.
I think it's awesome that this is emphasizing that the ACE Center programs are a lot more than just getting somebody ready to go for a job. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's doing that, and that is super important because these are skills that they're not going to necessarily learn in college. But it's also preparing. There's not probably a program out there that you could not have a college path to get to become a professional in any of the fields, any of the 41 programs we have here at the ACE Centers. And I think this just emphasizes that. And I think it's great because I don't think we get to say it enough in a lot of cases.
Yeah. And for our students and parents and guardians and folks who are listening, this is another reminder that our summer career camps are a really great way to dip a toe in and explore with some hands-on experiences. Make sure you check out henricocte.com. We will have information about summer career camps, formerly known as Summer Polytech. And if you're a young person or if you are thinking about, I'd like to see if vet science or some other program might be for me, check out a summer career camp. Because Ms. Bickett, Ms. Hedges, you guys have a really good turnout every year, don't you? And you've had some students who have done it and decided, this is what I want to do or this is what I don't want to do.
Yes, we've had several that have come from our summer camp into our program, our high school program.
And let me ask you this, because for parents, one of the big questions that we generally get is, well, if they're finishing, I know they're going to finish with a high school degree, but do they finish with any other kind of credential? What are the vet kind of credentials that people sit for? Do you not do that until you're in college, or do you do it along the way?
There is veterinarian, 8 years of college, need to sit for a state board or a national board test for licensure. A veterinary technician, at least 2 to 4 years of college, depending on the program, and also sit for a federal test in order to qualify for state licensure to practice medicine. Assisting, there are opportunities at various schools to do certificate programs like certified veterinary assisting. They're valuable depending on where they come from because, you know, not all programs are created equally. Out of our program specifically, our students take in their second year, it's the Elanco Veterinary Medical Applications Certification Test. And it's not necessarily something that's a standing point in the industry, but when they can list that on their resume or their student profile when they're going to apply for a job, Elanco is in a huge pharmaceutical company in the veterinary world and human world too, but especially in the veterinary world. So they recognize that name and they might say, well, what is that? And it is basically a certification of learning for all of the content that they have been through in our 2-year program. So if they achieve that certification and they can claim that, that's something that like the average applicant will not have access to. Mm-hmm. And so that it's a rigorous test, certification test, and they have to pass with a 75 or better in order to get that certification. And then they're able to say, these are my experiences, and then this is my certification for the learning that I did that supports what I know.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That's a great way to kind of set yourself apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a student or a parent that might be listening to this, that they've not signed up for an ACE Center program, it's coming up, the opportunity is coming up. What is it like to be an ACE Center student, and what is your classroom like on a day-to-day basis?
Maddie, you want to tell them?
Well, with applying, I actually have been doing some recruiting at Deep Run, which is where I go to high school, and I actually got my sister to apply, and I'm so excited because she just got accepted for the cosmetology program for next year, which I'm very excited about. And kind of like through like me telling her, she was like, oh, I think I want to do that. And then she was like, oh, let me tell my friends about this. So I mean, so far, not any veterinary students that I know of her friends, but I'm assuming there's going to be a lot. But for me, I obviously applied sophomore year, which is, I'm pretty sure, when you have to apply, unless it's like just a 1 year.
Eighth and 10th, yeah. You can do early bird registration is in eighth grade, and then you've got 10th grade registration.
Okay, yeah. But I did the 10th grade one, mm-hmm. which worked out well for me, and I was so nervous because it's a bunch of like essays. I was like, I've been planning this out. I'm so excited. And then when it was accepted, I was so excited. It came in. We got our scrubs, feeling so professional. And then it kind of, we come in. A usual day for a veterinary science student is we come in, get our stuff down. When all the buses come in, we start our animal care. And kind of up on the board, we'll have our names. And every single week, we'll have a new animal. So it's never the same thing. It's always something new, something that we maybe haven't gotten before, which is kind of just the same as what we're gonna have. Like, it kind of prepared me for my job because I'm not gonna know what client I'm gonna have because I just get given a random chart with a random animal, I don't know, dog, cat, bunny, reptile, whatever I'm gonna have, which is kind of like this. We could have whatever it is for each week, and we have a little chart with whatever they need for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every single day. So it's kind of really exciting because there's different things each week for different animals, which kind of just gives you a new experience for every week, and you're always doing something new, which is really fun for me.
I've heard from several students that they've gotten jobs or they've fast-forwarded in college because of their experience here, their hands-on experience. And one student actually got to do a research project with her professor because she was the only person in her class that had ever handled ferrets.
Yes, we can kind of see the little ferret in the next room.
And is there two or one?
We have two.
There are two ferrets here. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, it's a wonderful place to visit. And Jillian, just kind of as we wrap up, and you are in school, so I know you're kind of deciding on a lot of different things. Has your next step spoken to you yet? Do you have a sense of where you may go from here?
Oh, yeah, I'm still figuring it out. There's definitely so many options in front of me. I would love to do something like maybe research on wildlife, animal behavior, something like that. I've really been interested in animal behavior. And I think, I don't know, the world is wide open. There's so many options. I also like education. So I've done some summer jobs working with kids, and maybe wildlife education could be something interesting for me.
I could see you working at a zoo and training the animals and working with them and then
or
educating
like
the public.
Rehab sanctuary where you get to also do education.
Wow.
I could totally see that.
Yeah, that's so great that you have two teachers. Like, you know, we could see you doing a lot of different things, Jillian. Well, listen, it has just been so fabulous to have you all here. In a minute, we're going to have the pitter-patter of more little feet because we are expecting your classes to come. But the best of luck to both of you, Jillian and Maddie, the best of luck to the two of you. I know your families are super proud of you. We are certainly proud of you here. To Mike, we just have to, whenever we meet and chat with students, it just underscores what great preparation they are getting from our programs and from instructors. So it's terrific that the program is doing so well in this beautiful facility at the ACE Center at Hermitage. Ms. Bickett, Ms. Hedges, we will be back to visit you all because you're always doing something great here in the program. The last time I was here, we were here for the kitten rescue.
That's right.
Which was just, yeah, it's as cute as you think, everybody. If you're thinking about like holding cuddly kittens all day, you got it. That was like the kitten rescue. It was awesome. So thank you all for being here. Everybody, thank you for listening. Remember, you can connect with us through social. Henrico CTE is that handle. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, X, TikTok. Henrico CTE. And for a deep dive of what's happening, make sure you visit henricocte.com. For Mike Roberts and our entire team in the Division of Workforce and Career Development, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next edition of Henrico CTE Now. Thank you.